Hi, and welcome to Moving Through Motherhood, a podcast for mums who want to move more mindfully through all stages of motherhood, including pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. I'm Jen Mazur, founder of Mum's Yoga Club, and I'm here to support you in motherhood through conversations about movement, mindset, motivation, and so much more. So let's get started with today's episode. Hi everyone, welcome back to Moving Through Motherhood. Today I am joined by Annie Humphreys, who is the author of The Maternal Mindset. It's a journal for all mums navigating postpartum recovery. So having struggled with her own recovery in the early days of parenthood, Annie took to journaling as a form of self-help, which then led to her to create this amazing journal for everyone else to use. So it's such an essential resource for mums, and it offers a whole wide range of support for women, including how to reclaim your identity, how to handle overwhelm and burnout, daily and weekly check-ins, and anecdotes from real life mums. The book has had a huge amount of success, and you can purchase it on Amazon, Waterstones, Brown's Book, WH Smith. I will pop the links below in the show notes if you want to grab yourself a copy. I'm sure you will do after listening to the benefits and listening to Annie chat all about the journal now. It was such a lovely conversation. Annie is so passionate about supporting mums through motherhood, especially those early years. So yeah, let's jump straight into the conversation. Start your 7-day free trial on Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership, today with unlimited yoga and meditation for pregnancy, postnatal, and beyond. As a listener to the podcast, you get an exclusive 20% off a monthly or annual membership when you use the code POD20. That's POD20. That's less than £4 a week for unlimited yoga. So come and join our community of mums moving through motherhood together. Join Mum's Yoga Club, the online membership, today using the link in the show notes. See you on the mat. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I am joined by the lovely Annie, who is the author, the creator of the Maternal Mindset Journal. Annie, how are you today?
Good morning, I'm all right, thank you. We've had snow this morning, so I'm a bit confused that
Where were you? We've got sunshine. Where are you?
I went for a walk this morning and it was fine, and we're in Gloucestershire, and it was then really heavy snow.
No.
It was bizarre. It stopped now, but it was summer last week. It was 17 degrees.
What happened? I mean, I'm in Essex. It's sunny, but it's cold. But yeah, last week was like spring had arrived, and now it's been like taken away from us quickly, hasn't it? But snow is like another level.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh,
bizarre.
I love it. All right, let's get into the chat. So about the journal. So tell our listeners all about the Maternal Mindset, who it's for, what it's about. Yeah, all that good stuff.
Okay. Sorry. At the end of a cold.
Always as a parent.
I know. The Maternal Mindset. So basically, it is a journal for all mums going through postpartum recovery. And that can be at any point. You could pick it up probably in the first 2 years of parenting, because we all know that your postpartum recovery isn't 6 weeks. It can be up to 2 years, or even for some women, a lot, lot longer than that. So you can kind of pick it up at any point. And the point of the journal is to give users the space to write their thoughts down without any judgment, to be able to cathartically release everything that you're feeling, whether that's good or bad, sad, really deep, ugly thoughts, whatever it is. There's no judgment. And in a lot of journals, it's just blank pages. And I think when you become a mum and you're kind of working out who you are, you're a bit like, I don't really know where to go, and I don't really know how to process these thoughts. So in the book, there's a lot of direction. So there's a lot of support on how to write your birth story, advice from there are lovely anecdotes from real life mums that are beautiful, from women who are really raw in the book. There's mum hacks, there's how to reclaim your identity, dealing with overwhelm and burnout, support on postpartum recovery and postpartum anxiety, and this incredible section, which I adore, from my husband's cousin Emma. She is what she describes as a veteran mum, which I think is lovely. And she has older children, and then she got married again and met a wonderful man, and they have children, and it's her journey through becoming a mum to a child with additional needs. And Then there's a section where you have advice on what to do if you think that your child has additional needs. Not to say that every child will or won't or whatever it is, but when you are a new first-time mum, you have no idea where to go with it. So it was really important that within the book there was that bit of support for these mums who quite often are a bit lost and unheard.
Absolutely. Oh, that sounds so wonderful. So much in there. So you think general, and as you say, you just think like, oh, I'm just going to write down what I'm feeling. But it's so much more than that. And then another thing that came up when you were saying that as well is it's so overwhelming in the postpartum, as you say, not just 6 weeks, years of postpartum life. And we have so many decisions and there's so many things to do that the last thing we do when we sit down is like, we can't think of what to say. We can't think of where to start. Like, you need that
No,
prompt, you need that guidance, don't you?
you absolutely do.
Where did the idea for the journal come from? Was it something that you needed? And often that is the case.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, as corny as it is, it came from so I've got polycystic ovaries, which I didn't know that when you have PCOS, quite often, more often than not, you're actually more susceptible to postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety. Your hormones, I mean, where every woman, when you have your baby, you have one of the biggest hormone drops, even above perimenopause and menopause. It's huge. And I wasn't prepared for it because there is so much prep on how to give birth, what to do when you're pregnant, what to eat when you're pregnant, everything, what to eat when you're giving birth, and all the snacks you should take, and all of this prep. And then it just stops, and there's nothing. And in a lot of like antenatal courses, or in a lot, just a lot of support and books out there, there is nothing on postpartum. And I was a bit like lost. And I went into a rather dark place. And I went to the doctors at my 6 week appointment, and I asked for help, and they were like, oh, it's your polycystic ovaries, babes. You'll be fine. Go back on the pill and eat right. You'll be all right. And I was like, oh, I think it's a bit more than that. And it was. So I journaled, and I genuinely, hand on heart, believe that journaling pretty much changed and saved my life in many ways because it was such a dark time.
Why do you think journaling helped so much? What did it do for you that kind of other things couldn't offer you?
So I felt like I was really unheard, and because we had a bit of a challenge to have Quim, and with my PCOS and things, I have all these conflicting thoughts, and I felt like I had to be happy all the time because I had this baby that I wanted. And you kind of, I think masking in motherhood is such a huge thing, like whether you have a cold or, you have this baby that you've been so excited to meet for 9 months, and you've got to be happy, and you mask it. And I just felt like I had to hide it all. And, we had COVID and everybody was so miserable, and you just had to put on a show. And I'm quite good at putting on the show. I work in recruitment, so you've got to turn it on. But I just felt completely invisible and like I wasn't enough, and that was huge. And so I found that journaling for me helped me untangle these thoughts and understand, well, this is how I feel, and this is how I've got there, if that makes sense. So really understand the root cause. And when I understood the root cause of why I was feeling like this, I could sort of work on that, and it really helped me discover who I am and who I wanted to be.
Yeah, so true. Like you said there, it really is true. Like we have this, I don't know if it's a culture thing, if it's just kind of ingrained in us, but we have this thing where we need to be positive all the time. And it's like we have to say we love being a mom and it has to be the best thing ever. And two things can be true. I think that's what is like really key. It's like you can love your baby and love being a mom so much, but you can equally have that darkness, that other side of it as well. And that's why journaling, I agree. I love to journal. It's so important because you can recognize without judgment, as you say, what you are actually feeling and start to work through it. Because I guess the first step to working through anything is recognizing what is there.
Absolutely, 100%. And I think with so many mums, I mean, I've been quite honest on my social media and to anybody I talk to, that there have been periods of parenting that I have hated. I have just not enjoyed it. When he was really angry and frustrated because he wanted to walk and talk, I was like, oh no, you can get in the bin. That was not for me. But he's now the coolest thing in the entire world, and I get so excited to spend time with him. And every part of parenting is a phase. and journaling through those phases and sort of knowing that things will pass, and that is motherhood, but getting that clarity is so important.
And what a lovely thing to look back on as well, even though it may be probably hard to read at times. Like, I guess it's such a nice thing in like 20, 30 years' time that you're going to be able to look back on. And because you forget, don't you? Life is busy, especially when you become a mom. These things get busy and they just get lost. Like, I remember when I had my second, I was like, gosh, what age are they when they can hold up their head? What age are they can sit up? Like, you completely forget. But in that moment of when it's happening, it's like it's everything, isn't it? And it's all the same. But then things move on, as you say, and you go to a different stage, which this stage is then all consuming. And just having that space to go and reflect on what you're doing is so important. Is that why you would say mums and mums to be as well, who may be listening, who aren't yet really thinking about that postnatal stage enough? Is that why would you say they need this journal? What would be the benefits for them?
I think for any mum listening who is pregnant, I think hands down, you need to, birth is vitally important, absolutely. And I stress that you need to prepare for your birth and your pregnancy and look after yourself, but there needs to be more support postpartum. And I think that you really need to have things in your arsenal where you can, when you think, oh, I don't feel quite right here. Or if you think, I'm going to journal because I want to preserve the happy memories. So you don't have to journal for the negative. I've got friends who write letters to their children in it, or just write down happy days that they've had out. It doesn't have to be negative, or you could use it as a nap diary. So there it doesn't always have to have this negative connotation to journaling. And you don't have to be J.K. Rowling and a wonderful speller and writer for it. I'm dyslexic, so you definitely don't. But I think you need to have this product. And just to support you and have, it's a bit like having lots of pillars to hold you up. And it's just a really good pillar to give you that support when you need it and to lean into things whenever that's required.
Yeah, because as you say, we said earlier, it's there's not loads of advice and support there for new mums.
No.
We were speaking before we started recording about why I started this podcast, and it is that reason. It's like there's so much advice on pregnancy, and there's so you get all the info you could ever need on pregnancy, and then even like a lot of the parenting advice is about how to parent your baby. And it's about how to be a mum and how to feed and how to do all the practical things, or I don't know, all focused on baby. But where are the support systems? Where is the guidance? Where are those places for mums to go to be deal with what they are dealing with and have that support for them as a person still? Because yes, you become a mum and it completely changes your life, but where is that support for you in that? Because that's a huge shift, isn't it?
It is massive, and I'm a real champion of women and a champion of women in business. And I really think that in when you become a mum, your identity completely changes, and you find new passions and new drives. And that's the one thing I love about becoming a mum is I have developed this new passion for women's health and well-being, and it's brought me the journal. And there are so many mums out there who need to find themselves again, and that's why having the journal, you can kind of date yourself and kind of get to know who you are again and rediscover your passions and what you used to love. But there is just so little support out there for mums. It's heartbreaking, really.
Yeah, it's really sad. And even the postnatal thing, it's like, it's bizarre. I find it absolutely mind blowing that on the NHS, postnatal is 6 weeks and then you get signed off and it's like, go and get on with it. Life, that's it. It's all done. You can go and crack on now. And it's like, whoa, I just went through the biggest thing that's ever happened to me in my life for most people. And I'm now just expected to get on with it 6 weeks later. Like, it's just normal.
It's bizarre. It blew my mind when I gave birth, and it was really unexpected. He was a bit of a surprise and a bit early. And they brought me into the ward and they went, oh, he might need a nappy change. I went, I have to look after him now. What? And I
I
was like, and it really blew my mind that I had to all of a sudden look after this entire life and I was responsible for it. And I'm like, but what about my life? And I think probably when you become a mum, there's almost a bit of that. Oh, well, certainly there was for me, there was this grieving of my old life. And again, the journal allowed me to kind of grieve that because I didn't even have any mat leave before because he arrived. I hadn't even given up work yet. So I was like, oh, I didn't get to, I just wanted to sit on the sofa and watch Grease and eat cake. That's all I wanted to do, and I didn't get that.
That was stolen. I mean, that is, yeah, that sounds like a dream day now, to be fair,
Yeah,
doesn't
still not done it 3.5 years down the
it?
line. It will happen one day,
No.
but it's funny that you, I just wanted to kind of grieve it, and the journal allowed me to grieve a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, so true. Oh, what are the benefits of a journal and practice for mums? We've kind of spoken on kind of the dealing with it, but the dealing with what we're going through. But are there any other benefits to us journaling? And also on that, what is kind of the, how often would you say we should be journaling if we are taking up journaling as mums?
So I think as for how often, it's completely personal. Now, probably a lot of experts, and I wouldn't class myself as an expert, but
You are.
probably a lot of experts would probably say you should be journaling every day and you should be writing everything down and or rediscovering your feelings and everything. But for me, I'm a busy mum. I don't have the headspace, the time, the patience. Sometimes I just want to rage write and just blurt it out. And some days I just want to curl up in a ball and not talk to anybody. And I don't have the energy to write. So I think you have to kind of understand yourself and say to yourself, what do I need? So starting really small is really important. A minute, a sentence, even a word, fine, no problem. But whatever you can do, it's better than nothing. And it's just small steps is really important. But journaling has literally been scientifically proven to be one of the best ways you can support and maintain your mental health. It's been proven to be transformative, and it just gives you that space to come to terms with anything that's gone on. And I think when you become a mum, quite often a lot of traumas from your childhood come home to roost, and you have to deal with, oh, how do I actually parent this? And when arguments happen between you and your partner about how to parent this one thing that's just happened that you never thought you would argue about, like certain ways to feed your child or whatever, it allows you to sort of digest that and understand it. But it's literally the science behind it is massive in improving stress and improving anxiety. It gives you just all this space to be more confident and to stand taller. It's amazing.
And where should we start? So if someone's listening now, like, actually, I feel like I can get a lot from this. This sounds like something I need to face and start to work with. What's the best advice for someone getting started if they're listening and want to start journaling?
I would say obviously buy the book.
Obviously, by your journal, of
First
course.
job, buy the book. But whatever it is, even if it's a blank notebook, whatever it is, just start small. Write a sentence or an observation and just sit there. You know, if the kids are having breakfast and you think, I'm just going to have a minute, I can't cope because you might be saying, I can't cope because like baby won't stop crying, or I slept for 30 seconds last night. You can start with observations or feelings. I've got some pages in my postpartum journal where I just had, today I feel like death, or today I just can't see an end, or today just feels black. And it but then as you progress through, you're like, okay, there's, oh, today feels a bit brighter. And I really and think about things like, oh, I really enjoyed doing this and that. So within the maternal mindset, you've got 7 day weeks, but they're not numbered. So you can pick it up and put it down whenever. But at the end of every 7 days, there is sort of like a summary with what are you feeling grateful for? How do you feel today? What was positive this week? And so I would say always be honest with yourself, focus on the negatives as well as the positives, because you need to be addressing both, and only then will you really be able to properly heal.
Yeah, I think that's so true because I've definitely been guilty of this in the past of when I'm journaling. Like, I feel like I need to be the positive version of myself, which could so it's like I need to write something really inspiring. And it's like, no, it's just, it is just that place of being honest. And I think the thing that shifted that for me was reminding myself that nobody else is ever going to read this. I think often when we're writing things down, there can be that barrier, can't there, to like, what if someone picks this up and reads it? What will they think of me? When
You're
actually,
almost putting it on for another performance.
yeah, exactly. And it's like, and that's just so the opposite to what we should be doing in journaling.
It's an interesting way to think. You've got to kind of readdress it, like you're saying, kind of think, you've got to not be honest with yourself, be authentic. But one of my favorite ways of getting down to the real root cause of things is asking yourself, there's this prompt you can do, this problem-solving method where you ask yourself 5 times why. And so you write, today I'm feeling so angry and frustrated, I just can't cope. well, why is that happening? Why do you feel like that? Why? And then on the last one, you'll get to understanding the core reason as to why you're feeling frustrated. And that's massive, just to get that deeper understanding with that technique. I adore it.
Love that. I'm going to definitely use that one. That makes so much sense. Just going deeper and deeper into what's happening. Can you share a journal and prompt for anyone listening that they can use today
So
that they can
probably,
start
do you know
with?
what? Probably I'm going to just take what I've just said, the
Go.
five whys. So that is my biggest one. So start with asking yourself why when you write down how you're feeling. Ask yourself why you feel like that. And even you can dress up to positives. Today was a really great day. Why? Why? What made it so great? Well, the sun was shining, or I had a really great hot cup of tea that wasn't disturbed. It doesn't matter what it is. It's observing both happy and sad and getting to the root of why you feel good or bad.
Oh, I love that so much. I loved this chat. And I want to start finish with our quick fire questions,
Yes,
and then
go
I'll ask
for it.
everyone how they can get your journal, because I know a
Yes,
lot of
go
people are going
for
to be wanting to start
it.
this. So, first quick fire question. What do you wish you could tell every mum on the planet?
Investing in your physical and your mental health will make you a happier, more compassionate, nicer, brighter, just everything person. It will just give you that release and make you a better mum.
Love that. Yes. What's one small thing you do every day that makes a big difference in your life?
Oh, probably journaling is a really big one for me. I think I just, whatever it is and how I'm feeling, just getting it out there just personally really helps me.
Yep. What is your favorite way to recharge when motherhood or life feels overwhelming?
Oh, I'm a walker. I get outside. I do. I love being outside, and I'm a bit of a nutter. I'm an early bird, so whatever time it is, five, half five, the lighter mornings are giving me so much joy. And I'm outside, and the green therapy for me is just really, really healing. And the silence of not being needed and just traipsing the streets just
Love.
works for me.
I love that. So, how can we find out more about you? Where can we buy the Maternal Mindset Journal? Tell us more.
So, my Instagram is at the Parental Mindset. Hopefully, there will be further books in the future. And you can also buy the book on Amazon, Brands Books, Waterstones, WH Smith's, but all the links are on my bio in on my Instagram.
Amazing. I will drop all the links in the show notes as well, so you can all just click straight through and get one ordered. Oh,
Amazing.
thank you so much, Annie. I
Thank
love that.
you
Yeah, I love connecting with like-minded mums. It's
for having me.
the best thing. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and I'll see you again on the podcast next week. Bye.